Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ko te kaupapa o te kōrerorero i tēnei rā, ko te tangata. The kaupapa of today's dialogue is a person.
Ko ai te hōhau o rangi?
Ko te wahine tā roaroa?
Ai, he makau e mingimingi ona.
Ah, ko pare tērā.
Ko a tūtaki koe ki ai?
Ai, i tūtaki māua i te whare o rangi i te mutunga wiki.
He pēwhia ia?
He wahine pai ia, he ngākau māhaki.
He tino a tāhua hoki.
Ai, kei te waimari a rangi.
Nau mai hoki mai anō ki te īpāho o Everyday Māori, ko Aperu Woodwhainahu.
Tēnā koutou katoa, ko Hemi Kelly taku ingoa.
We just listened to today's kōrero, today's dialogue between two people, and the kaupapa of today's kōrero was te tangata.
Te tangata, our favourite kaupapa, talking about other people.
Ka pai, let's break it down bit by bit. Nā, ko taku kōrero, ko kōwai te hoa hou, o rangi.
Ko wai te hoa hou o rangi. Who is rangi's new friend?
Mm-mm.
Ko wai, ko wai, ko wai. Who? Te hoa hou, the new friend, o rangi, of rangi. Pātai, why is it o and not a? Ko wai te hoa hou o rangi.
Nā te mea, me whakamahi tātou i te o, i te taho o te hoa.
ai, nā te mea, me whakamahi te o, i te taho o te hoa. Ai, kei te tika tau. Yeah, perfect explanation. Because we use o with hoa. Ai.
I mean, that's
but
the answer.
But why?
Yeah.
Ai, whenever we use the word hoa, tōku hoa. Tōku hoa rangatira, tōku hoa mahi. There's lots of different types of hoa, right?
Mm.
Your colleague, hoa mahi. Your partner, hoa rangatira. Your enemy, hoa riri.
Hoa riri.
And tōku, or the neutral, taku, is what we want to be using.
I'll be honest, e hoa mā, I struggled to say this one. It's a bit of a tongue twister. Ko wai te hoa hou. Hoa hou. Is it
hoa
okay?
Hou.
Hoa hou.
Hoa hou.
Hoa hou. O rangi.
Ka pai tēnai hoa, ka pai. Ai. I'm a little bit unsure who he's talking about, so I ask, ko te wahine tā roaroa? Ko te wahine tā roaroa?
Tā roaroa.
He kupu tēnei mo te roa, o te tangata.
Mm.
Ai. A hau nei, he poto. A koe nā, he tā roaroa.
Ah, kia ora.
I'm sure you're tā roaroa. We might use teitei for buildings or rākau. When we're talking about people, you hear tā roaroa. So, the tall lady, ko te wahine tā roaroa.
Ko taku whakautu? Ai, he makau e mingimingi ona.
Kei te kōrero mō na makau e nāinei, talking about her hair, her makau e. Hea tēnei kupu te mingimingi.
Mingimingi, ko te curly?
Ai, ko te curly.
Mingi mingi.
Pēnei ōku makaue, like my hair. He makaue mingi mingi ōku.
And you use ōku or ōna for this?
Ai.
So you wouldn't say he makaue mingi mingi tōna?
That would be she has one curly hair. Ai. One strand.
Yeah. Okay.
Ai, makaue i te reo Māori is plural. Ai. He makaue mingi mingi ōku. I've got curly hair. Your hair is quite straight. How would you describe your hair?
I can think of one kupu, but I don't know if it's the right one. Is
it
torokaka?
Torokaka.
Torokaka.
Torokaka. Ai. Ai. He makaue.
He makaue toro kaka oku.
Ai, ai, ka pai tēnā. And toro tika is also straight. But I'm not entirely sure if we'd use toro tika in the context of makaue. Hold that. I'll ask someone.
He rangahau.
Ai, he rangahau kei te haere. Okay, enough about here. I'm like, yeah, I know who that is. Ah, ko pare tērā. Ah, that's pare. Ko pare tērā.
So I ask Hemi, kua tūtaki koe ki aia?
Tūtaki.
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 Kua tūtaki koe ki aia?
Have I met her? Kua tūtaki koe ki aia? Have you met her? Sorry, is what you're asking. Kua tūtaki koe ki aia. Just a note here. Now, as we learn verbs in te reo Māori and we learn active sentences, we know that, okay, the tense is there, the verb, the who, the agent, the kaimahi, and then this I o ki joins all of that to the next part of the sentence, to the object. And you'll find as you learn more, right, the I goes with some verbs, ki goes with some verbs, depending on what you're saying. Notice here how tūtaki is used with ki. So it's that kind of outward movement. Kua tūtaki koe ki ai, have you met them?
Kia ora.
Ai, I tūtaki māua I te whare o rangi I te mutunga wiki. Māua whakapākehā.
Yes. We met at Rangi's house in the weekend.
Ai, ka pai. Here we've got I. There's no ki. So what's that first I? I tūtaki māua I te whare o rangi?
The I from I te whare o rangi. That's in te whare o rangi, right?
Ai, or at.
At, okay.
And so it's like that I is talking about the place, is identifying the place where something happened. I tūtaki māua I te whare o rangi. And then the next I is identifying the time. I te mutunga wiki.
Kia ora. So we've actually got three E here. Three E.
Ai, tika. The first E is our past tense. I tūtaki. I tūtaki māua. We met.
I tūtaki māua I te whare o rangi I te mutunga wiki.
Ka whai. Ka whai. So, kua tūtaki māua ko pare. Me and pare have met. Rangi is our friend in common. You haven't met pare. You want to know what she's like.
So I ask you, he pēwhia ia?
He pēwhia ia? Pai tēnei pātai. How do you ask, how are you?
Kei te pēhia o pēwhia koe?
Alright, so that's like identifying or showing that state could change because we're using the tense. Kei te pēhia koe, kei te pēhia ia, how are you, how are they? But here you're using he pēwhia ia. What's the difference?
I guess it's asking for more of like a permanent state.
Aye.
If that makes sense.
Aye, it's that kind of, what are they like? Are they a good person? Are they, yeah, that kind of permanent? That's it. That's the difference. It's not changing. He pēwhia, I say ko tāku kia āpera. He wahine paia. He wahine paia. He ngākau māhaki.
He ngākau māhaki. He aha tēnei.
Ko te ngākau māhaki, ko te tehi tangata pai. Ko te tehi tangata ngāwari. Ko te tehi tangata māma. A nice person. A kind person.
Yeah,
someone who's pleasant and easy to be around.
Kia ora.
Ngākau māhaki. He wahine paia. She's a good woman. And just a note here, we're using he wahine paia because we're talking about a wahine. When we're talking about anybody, we could also say he tangata paia. Okay. Yeah, a good person.
Kia ora. So I've gone on to add he tino a tāhua hoki.
Our Peter's looking from afar. He tino a tāhua hoki. And there's no she in here, but it's like, and also very beautiful. He tino a tāhua hoki. And also very beautiful.
I saw her photo on Rangi's phone screen.
On Rangi's Instagram. So we've talked about someone, we've talked about their nature, their maybe their character, but also their appearance. And our mate Rangi, he's not as a tahua as pare. So I say, ai, kei te waimari e a Rangi.
Ai, tautoko.
Tō whakapākehatanga.
Rangi's really lucky.
He's lucky. Mm. Kei te waimari e a Rangi.
Mm.
Rangi isn't luck, he's lucky. Ka pai, now that we have a better understanding of the kupu, the kianga, and the reo used in our kōrero rero, let's listen to it again.
Ko ai te hohou o Rangi?
Ko te wahine tā roaroa?
Ai, he makau e mingi mingi ona.
Ko pare tērā.
Ko a tūtaki koe ki ai?
Ai, i tūtaki māua i te whare o Rangi i te mutunga wiki.
He pēwhia ia?
He wahine pai ia, he ngākau māhaki.
He tino a tāhua hoki.
Ai, kei te waimari a Rangi. Hei whakatepe i tēnei puni i pāho. To conclude this podcast episode, let's go back to our kōrero rero and ask each other a few pātai.
Mm.
Describing a person, how would you say he's short?
He poto ia.
He poto ia.
Hmm.
And how would you say he's a short person?
He tangata poto ia.
Ka pai, ka pai. So descriptive words following the noun. Talking about someone's appearance, he's skinny.
He, well, we're going to use he because it's a seemingly permanent attribute.
Tika, tika.
He,
Whiroki.
Whiroki. He whiroki ia.
He whiroki ia. He tangata whiroki ia.
Tangata whiroki.
Ka wai. So enough about the appearance. Let's talk about his personality or nature or characteristics. He's smart.
He koi ia.
He koi ia. He's lazy.
He mangere ia.
He mangere ia. Ka wai. Karawe. Karawe hoa. And just to note, they're like, quite often you'll hear people add in that, he tangata māngere ia, he wahine pai ia, putting in that tangata o wahine when we're talking about people as well.
Mm-hmm.
We spoke about makawe. This reminds me of Guess Who, when we would play Guess Who in class.
Mm.
And you've got to ask, you know, do you have curly hair? The phrase that we used in the dialogue was, he makawe mingi mingi ona. E makawe mingi mingi ona, she has curly hair. There's another way you could say this. You could rephrase this. He curly.
He mingi mingi ona makawe.
Aye. Yeah. So those two phrases, eru erua.
Mm.
We're at the stage now where we're learning how to say things in various ways. So you could say, I have brown eyes. How would you say that one way?
He parauri oku fatu.
He parauri oku fatu. And then using the other structure.
He fatu parauri oku.
Ai, koia. He fatu parauri oku.
Mm.
He parauri oku fatu. Let's just try this one more time. So we talked about makawe. We talked about fatu.
Kākahupia.
Right. He koti. Matatengi tōku.
He koti matatengi tōku. He matatengi tōku koti.
Kia ora. Matatengi, thick.
Thick.
It's a warm coat, but it's thick.
Mm.
We're not going to say he koti mahana, because the coat isn't actually warm.
Mm.
It's a thick coat, which in turn keeps us warm.
I've got a pātai for you, hear me? Why have we used kei te for waimari? We've said kei te waimari e arangi. Why would we not say, he waimari e arangi?
Pai tēnei pātai. And it goes back to that little kōrero we had about using kei te over he. So kei te is showing that it's now. And maybe it wasn't like that prior, and maybe it's not going to be like that later. But in the moment, rangi is lucky. Kei te waimari e arangi. He waimari e arangi still makes sense, but it implies that he's a lucky person. Like, he's often in luck, but he's lucky today. Kei te waimari a rangi. Aye. When someone comes and honors you with their presence or at an event or something, you might be like, oh, kei te wai mari e tātou, kua tai mai a mea. We're lucky that so-and-so has come today. Because we're lucky in that moment. I'm not a lucky person. He wai mari a hau? No. My sister is, though. He wai mari e takutua I ne. She's always winning things. But this is a good one to note because it's the difference between kei te pai a hau and he pai a hau. Like, I am good. And I am good,
yeah.
But understanding that I'm good now in the moment, and I'm a good person in general, or I'm good in general. Hi,
kia ora.
So, mau e whaka Māori, you do this one. She's beautiful.
He a tāhua ia.
Kāpai. And that could be talking about her physical appearance or her personality. And she's beautiful. She's a beautiful person. Our tāhua ia. But she's, or he or they have just finished getting ready to go out for a big night and they're all dolled up. You might say,
Kei te a tāhua koe.
Kei te a tāhua koe. You're beautiful in this moment. You're looking beautiful. Kei te a tāhua koe. Ai, ko ia.
Ka pai, tēnā koe I tērā e hoa. Ka nui pea tērā. Ka hoki mai anō māua a tērā wiki. We'll be back next week with a new episode and a new kaupapa.
Ka pai, tēnā koutou.
Everyday Māori is supported by Te Mā Tāwai.
Kia ukai pō anō te reo.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.